Tuesday, July 20th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with a Comstock Report. The Wall Street Journal described Monday's tumble in the stock market that spilled into commodities as a rout, stimulated by what they called a growing list of concerns about the U.S. economic recovery. Among those detailed, the Delta variant of COVID is spread rapidly, reigniting the debate in several countries about whether governments should resume lockdowns and curb activity. Inflation has accelerated faster than many anticipated, and strained U.S.-China relations have put pressure on trillions of dollars worth of U.S.-listed Chinese companies. Many money managers believe the global economy will be able to keep growing. They just don't know how quickly and whether the gains will be enough to keep increasingly pricey-looking markets rising after a banner first half. The Journal says that it is important to remember the rate of recovery the first half of this year was unsustainable, historically speaking. The 2020 recession in the United States lasted just 2 months, the shortest on record, according to the National Bureau of Economic Research. Gross domestic product grew at a 6.4% seasonally adjusted annual rate in January through March, leaving the U.S. within 1% of its peak reached in late 2019. Economists surveyed by the Journal estimate that the economy expanded at a 9.1% seasonally adjusted annual rate in the April to June period, the second fastest pace since 1983. So where to from here? Our take is that the stock market has become much like the soaring bull markets we've seen in commodity prices and just got ahead of itself. It doesn't mean the bull market is over, but needed a correction that got exaggerated and overdone due to algorithms that trip stop after stop, very similar to the big breaks in commodities we've had to endure. The Journal reports, economists believe the pace of U.S. growth this year likely peaked in the spring and will moderate to 6.9% for 2021 as a whole, before cooling to 3.2% next year and 2.3% in 2023. It's not like rising cases of the new COVID variant around the world appeared out of nowhere. It's been a nagging concern for weeks, but all of a sudden, traders collectively decided over the weekend that the global economic recovery was over and that COVID crisis 2.0 was upon us. Here's the best summation of what happened yesterday from what we read in the financial press. The market has been targeting to digest peak growth rates and realizing these growth rates are unsustainable, unquote. That's a far cry from a doomsday scenario, and we agree, and so do many others in the commodity world. Friday's agreement by OPEC Plus nations to start gradually boosting output to curb rising prices was hardly a shocker. It happened to coincide with growing fear that the new Delta variant of COVID was proving more virulent than the original, and visions of global pandemic, economic, and trade shutdown 2.0 was being considered by traders. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The USDA is typically slow and conservative in recognizing fundamentals. Last year, for example, we knew the crops were dying in August, but it took until January before USDA really got it right. USDA also lowballed U.S. exports to China, which took months before they were eventually updated. I suppose that this can be seen as opportunity for the bulls, but they tend to become tired out or scared out of the market with volatility before the market rewards them. Accordingly, risk tolerances need to be evaluated. The drought and freeze damage in Brazil is the biggest factor that USDA has yet to add to our balance sheet. Brazil will literally have hundreds of millions of bushels less corn to export and have been importing corn. That will eventually boost our corn exports, but the market wants to see that export demand before accepting realization. As for wheat and canola, Canada is having the drought of the century. I am of the belief that we've entered a period for multi-year drought, and this will result in an erosion of year-to-year balance sheets. As such, unless there is a rationing-type market rally before harvest, I see no reason to make new crop sales, and will store this crop as we did last year very profitably. We have seen higher prices, but not high enough to ration or destroy demand. That's not a bad thing, as high prices do cure high prices. When demand is destroyed, it takes low prices to bring it back. So far, we've avoided that. Most end users have continued to make money despite higher corn and soybean prices to date. I do not believe that there will be year-to-year increases in our carryovers. When Ball production and supply fundamentals are fully realized, the ball will get kicked down the road yet another year, giving global farmers the incentive to boost production. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.